I know you guys are gonna say it. It's been a while since you guys have heard from the podcast, from Katie Speaks. Actually, there was the three episodes uploaded, but I deleted the last episode, which is episode three. I'm not going to get into it, but if you heard episode three, then you know what was up. And episode three had like 300 listens. So if you know, you know. But for a clarity, a peace of mind, I deleted it. Let me apologize for not being consistent with the podcast, guys. Believe me when I say this, there's a lot of episodes that are just there waiting to be edited, waiting to be uploaded, because trust me, this podcast thing ain't not easy. And imagine if I was actually if you guys actually seen the video section of it. This podcast thing is not easy. Shout out to everyone who has a podcast and they do the editing and everything themselves. Like Maria Tuna, Manala, I'm like, oh no. So what I decided to do from here on out is Katie Speaks is unfiltered, unedited. So it's not me being lazy, but it is me being lazy. You get what I'm saying? So, oh God. Weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I'm sorry. I know I'm not high. I'm not surely this type of person. I am high off of life, but I'm not sure this type of person. No. What I'm going to talk about today is basically men and women, and why is it a problem when females have their standards set high? Because I am on social media. If you know me, you know that I can live without every social media app except for Twitter. Like, I love Twitter. I love Twitter so much. And what I realize is that a female like myself, right? I've been in a relationship where I lowered my standards for my partner. You get me? And I tell myself I would never ever do that again. I will never drop my standards for somebody because it really doesn't work out. No, if you're a woman like me, right, you should know what you want in a man. And everybody's love language is different. My love language is gifts, honesty, communication, right? And when I say gifts, I'm talking about money. Naturally, I love money. There's no hiding that. There's no going around that. I love small things that, you know, that makes me know that you actually listen to me when I talk. So let's say that there's a disagreement, because no relationship is perfect. We have a disagreement and, you know, you come home with Snickers, because even though I don't like chocolate, I'm a sucker for Snickers. You know, something sweet just like that. We have to be able to communicate, because to me, communication is a foundation of relationships, to be honest. If we cannot communicate, then we cannot be together. And I don't know if it's me one, but I am over the age of 21, 21 plus. I've been 21 for some time now. So I take into consideration grammar. But please don't cuss me. I'm just giving you guys as it is. Grammar is very important to me. I understand typos. I understand when you're sleeping and you're tired and you send the wrong thing. But me personally can't deal with a man who can't spell. Yes, I said it. I cannot be with a person who cannot, this is the time of technology. There's dictionary on your phone, whether you have whether you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever the case may be. Like, come on. Like, that's one of my pet peeves, to be honest. When it comes, like, I just hate it. So I talked about gifts, which is my love language. Not in details, you know, communication. And I've talked about, and I'm going to talk about honesty right now. When I say that honesty is important to me in a relationship, I really and truly mean that, like, all right, I'm going to give you an next story, because I'm going to like to hear my story, then, you know. I was in a relationship. You see, all the bad things that I'm saying about in a relationship is not with multiple people. It's with that one person, okay? So don't think, I have bad luck with money. No, man. I did just the same guy there, I drop my guard for, which I'm telling you guys never to drop your guard for ever again. So I was in a relationship with this guy. And he cheated on me, and I took him back. Funny story, let me tell you now, how I know same cheat on me now. I know you may not know, but I am very spiritual, which means that I am a believer of Christ, God, because some things I mean go through in my life, and me still there, so I stand, can record a podcast, and living and healthy. It must be God that bring me through those things. You get me? So I'm a firm believer of Christ. Like, when I say girl can dream, I know, like, back in the old scripture days, they would have called me a witch, because I can dream, but we have to be close. Like, when I say close, not like friends or family per se, but, you know, intimate. We have to have been intimate. So, anyways, I was over at his house one night. And, you know, this thing. Oh, my God. You see, a woman's intuition is never incorrect. You see, when you feel something go so, believe me. So, don't let nobody tell you, say, you're crazy. Because this guy made me feel like I was crazy, but I wasn't crazy because I saw it go. Anyways, now I'm not there. And I was like, God, if it's not for me, show me a sign. And I kid you not, I'm going to go to bed tonight. I'm going to dream see him. A country, I'm gonna say a country, them have like the red tile. You get me? My dream see him, the red tile of country, one brown pretty girl. She was really, really, really pretty. His older sister and a little boy. No more than about 5 or 6. So I'll probably say 7. That was a part of my dream. But the interaction with him and the female felt like they were in a relationship. When I don't know, I jump up out of my sleep and I got a boy there beside of me. I jump up out of my sleep and I wake him up. I'm waking up and I say, yeah, cheat on me. But he looks like he see a ghost. He say, where you get that from? You know, man ever a beat on the bush. So I say, I dream it. No, so the boy laugh for me. The boy laugh off of me to scan. The man asks me if I don't make my body, I'm good sleep for. But you see, my God never yet feel me. Less than 10 days after the dream, everything came to light. The girl found my Instagram. She messaged me. I was shocked, you get me? Because at the time, me and this person we were together for, it was a little, like a year and 6 months. And he and I were together for like 11 months, I think. I'm not sure, but it was very close. So, and you know what funny, after I get the sign there, like the Yamed, I said, like the Yamed, I wasn't Yamed, I took him back. Not anymore. Them somebody cannot reach me again. Me. No, sir. Anyways, Honesty is very important to me. I feel like a relationship should be, if you're not, if I can't trust you, if you're not honest with me, I cannot be with you. All right, Managa say there's a reason for cheating. There is no reason for a man to cheat. You can keep your penis into your pants. There's no reason for you to cheat. But I will say that I would prefer if you tell me that you cheated on me than to lie about it, and then when me find out the truth, it's ever just worse on you. Like, you don't need to lie to me. You can ask, well, my friends, I am honest, you're honest too. And sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it, you know? But I might get upset with something for like 10 minutes, depending on the situation, 10 minutes to a day. And after that, my blow off because at least the person was honest enough to tell me when they could have lied about it. Do not lie to me. I do not like to be lied to, especially in relationships. Because me and one woman will ever find out the truth. I come like, I don't even know. Nancy June not good like me. Me, the FBI is supposed to come to me and, you know, give me a job. You know, them private investigators there and me that's my find out. I mean, I want to find out, I just ever find it out. But yeah, honesty, communication, gifts, those are my love languages. Yeah, like I was saying on Twitter, I said a lot of males are making females feel small because they want a man that is already whole. Or the man is close to being that. Now, me used to say, me, I look for my other half. Baby, there is no other half. For me, there is no other half. I am who I am. I am growing. I am evolving daily. I am 100% me. Okay? I want somebody to compliment me. I am this is not self-praise, no recommendation, but I am a boss myself. Me want a man for be a boss too. Right? Man, I want no man who, you know, me can fling left, right, center, yada yada yada. No. I want a person where we can build together. You have your own, me have my own, and we're building this together. Right? I want someone that will, when I slack, they will be there to help me to grow along the way. Because except for one relationship, my past relationship with my recent ex, because I've been in a relationship since 2018. That relationship was one that made me evolve into the woman that I am becoming today. And I will forever be grateful to that person. Shout out to you, boo-boo. I will forever be grateful to that person because that person could have taken advantage of me, but instead of that person, you know, put me in a situation where I was able to make money, become a better person, love myself more because I am a female. I have a whole lot of insecurity issues, like, especially now. All right, back then, maybe there was nothing for me to be insecure with about back then. Because back then, me used to tell myself, oh, I'm just fat, and you know, there's nothing wrong with being fat. But when you have an image for yourself that you want, and it's not there, you begin to feel some type of way. But then me tell myself some of it. And people that tell me that, no, I'm not fat, whatever, whatever. No. If anybody tell me some I'm fat, no, I lie to myself. Because I mean, most of me fat, no. But that person, they helped build my self-esteem. They put me in a position to make money. That person treated me like the prince, not even a princess, a queen. That person showed me unconditional love. That person was my home. And your home is not always, you know, four walls. your home can be a person. That person was my home. Like, that person was my everything, and I will forever respect that. I was not looking for a relationship when I found that person, but that person came to me. That was my prayer, my prayers, my primal prayers. That was the prayers that I prayed to God that He answered for me, right? That was my person. And when God answered my prayers, I was working on myself. So what I get to understand is that you can pray for something or somebody, but you won't get it until you're ready. Because you see, God give me the person and God take back the person. But me and the person cool right now. It's like right person, wrong time. You get me? So God give me, God take it back. It's like, all right, then you have the person. Because I start getting nonchalant, you know, because I was not used to this. And then I got comfortable. I got complacent. So I was like, okay, whatever. And I end up losing the person. But we're cool right now, you get me? Like, we're friends. I'm sorry, that was my baby nephew looking at me. Hello, my love. But, yeah. You cannot let a woman feel bad for wanting to date a certain type of man. We have been through it with men, trust me. You have women out there who go through a lot with men, and if them I say them I take a break from them type of man here and them I look for this type of guy, do not let them feel bad. And you know what I realize on social media, you can curse me, you can say what you want to say. It's always the man them who don't want to spend money upon woman have a problem. Because even though I don't interact with the tweets that are happening, I see them. How can you? All right. I'm not saying your man is your ATM. I'm not say that. But you just see one girl. Nails always do. Lashes always do. Hair always do. Of course she can maintain herself. She's been doing that herself. You want to come into her life. You want to be a part of her life. You got to just be a part of her life for what? For just look a bit of sex. That can't do nothing. What that to add to? And I hear him in the background. And I hear my nephew. That can't do nothing. Back in the days, men used to be quote unquote breadwinners. And women would just stay at home and taking care of kids. No more. I cannot see myself being a stay at home mom or a stay at home wife. Me, as I said, I am a boss. I have to be in the action. You get me? But that no means say, because I'm a boss, me no want my man to take care of me. You know, I may have a rough day at work, a rough day with the business, things not going according to plan. My man supposed to know me like, you know, say one of my love language them a gift. You surprise me with a plane ticket. We go somewhere. You surprise me with money. You pay for me forget, you know, a day at the spa. My nails done. My hair done. Whatever the case may be. All right. Me tell myself, say, all right. Let me just say this before, you know, because probably right now, the man them probably stop listening or them a customer or whatever. Me, good up, Katie, me, I do not request nothing from a man that I cannot do myself. Let me just put that out there and let me repeat it again. Me, Katie Marie, the host of Katie Speaks, do not request anything from a man that she cannot provide for herself. Okay? I'm not going to ask you. You're supposed to know what you're supposed to do. Me not gonna ask you. If you know me, you know so me love get my nails done. Me is a girl where sometimes, like, getting my nails done and, well, not my hair, because I'm recently cut off my hair and I'm gonna experiment with it. But getting my nails done is not vanity for me. It's self-care for me. Oh, sometimes two times for the week, me I go back on my nail tech or something, because I might have a bad day, I might feel depressed, I'm gonna feel the style of my Avon again. You get me? So nobody can come tell me, say, oh, vanity and whatever. No, that is self-care for me. Oh, sorry. That is self-care for me. Excuse me. Are you okay? Hold on. Hold on. Let me just end this right here. Again, I'm sorry for that, guys. I had to adjust my little love, my nephew. He's 9 months old. I love him, but this is, we're not talking about that. Like I said, Katie Speaks is now unedited, unfiltered. I'm not edit this because the last time I tried edit something, it never really got too good. But yes, like I was saying, getting my nails done is a form of self-care for me. And anything that I require from a man, I can do myself, and I'm not going to ask any man to do anything for me. You should know the type of female that you want. You know that sometimes when, like for me, if I see celebrity business, I don't get, you know, you have people that get into it, I don't really get into it because that is above my tax bracket. Yeah, when you're looking females that is within your tax bracket, you must know the type of woman that you like. And if you can't, it's not every woman I just stay down with a man. I believe me to stay down with a man. Me stay down with that same boy, I never work out for me. So me not doing that again. Right now, me want a man come as him is. Me want him come fully packaged and everything and just ready for me. Ready for me. And I am sorry to the girls that he hurt. I am very, very sorry. I'm sorry to the girls that I'm hurt, because in a relationship that you have, like, I can talk, like, my ex used to cheat on me. I'm probably not even a cheap on female girlfriend right now. You get me? So, basically, every man cheats, but it depends on the person. Okay, so what a female requires from a man, let me repeat that again. She can do herself. I hope, you know, let me give it some time to sink in. Okay, that's enough time. Yeah, the people them on Twitter, like, I see them trying to bash females for liking guys. There's with money or guys with substance or something. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with me wanting a guy that can do certain things? You get me? Nothing wrong with that. And let me also tell you this, ladies. You cannot. More my man am gonna love me for this, because me I talk the truth. Me can't want a man for buy me a wig what costs around 88 grand, 600 US, just as say. And I cannot reciprocate the same thing. Men hate broke women too. A man naga always was spend, and there's nothing in return. Like, come on, I don't get it. Why would you even think that's possible? Why you want a man to just constantly spend on you and there's nothing that you can add to the relationship? That makes completely no sense at all to me. I don't understand it. If you have a partner and your partner has spent money, it shouldn't be nothing for you to, you know, be the same thing too. One thing me not do, you know, me not buy no man no shoes. Alright? Because as a Jamaican, as a girl from the country, you buy a man and shoes, man, I go walk out to your life and I'm not gonna look back. Me not depend on that. Me not depend on that. Me not buy no man no shoes. But I will treat my man accordingly. And me as a woman, me love for treat my man. It's from your man, you get good treatment.
And from your my man, you must have done something good for you to get the title my man. So, you spend on me and I'll treat you good. You got all right. And every woman still saying that, but you got all right. Imagine you have a man who just has spent money on you. You can't do nothing. You think the man going to get tired right too? No, man. Only for the better. Only must do better. But stop letting females, feel bad for, remember, yes, you don't hear much time, me sitting on the podcast. Stop letting females feel bad for having standards and knowing what they want. Me have a book where me write down my manifestation, them, you know. And believe it or not, me manifest my husband because I came, I saw, I conquer. Yeah, anything of me want me get in on. Me realize that it might take some time because it might not be the right time. But whatever I want, I get. Slowly but surely. I am manifesting my life. I am manifesting my partner as we speak. And the right person I gonna come in on my life. Right? And we just have to learn to work with each other. A lot of times people get into relationship and I do not want to compromise. You have to compromise with your partner. Because relationships, if you see people in a relationship and you see them in a relationship for a period of time, trust me, it's not all fun and giggles. There's a lot that's behind the scenes in relationships that they do not know about. But because, you know, they want it to work, they actually let it work. Relationships are like a baby. It takes time to grow, time to mature, everything. I personally feel as if I am very picky with who I want to be my partner because I'm not sure if I want to get married, to be honest with you. I don't see the deal with marriage. It's a ring, whatever the case may be. If we've been together for a certain period of time, I don't feel we need to, that's just my view. I don't feel like we need to get married, but maybe my view will change. And the key word here is change. Your partner will change. I can meet a guy and the basic things that I require, he has. Right, and then there's additional things that I require from him as it relates to personality traits, etc., and he doesn't have. But over time, he might grow into that person, he might change, he might develop into that person. When you're with a person, especially for a period of time, that person is going to grow, they're going to find themselves. You're going to evolve and then there's going to be change. That's why I believe there is more to relationships than the outer appearance. I cannot talk to somebody based off their outer appearance alone. Because you meet me today, 3 years down the line, the kid that you met today, that you know, you got to know today, is not the kid. No, I am going to change. I am going to want more out of life. I am going to want to raise the bar a little higher. So, you know, that is just my view. Being in a relationship, there has to be something. I put it at 10. And I put it at 10. It was at 15, but I put it at 10. And maybe I will go less than the 10, but right now it is at 10. There are 10 things in my partner that should not change. And I hope they don't change. When I say that there are 10 things that should not change, as in those are the foundation, because you cannot build a house in the sky. Those 10 things are the foundation. If the foundation is changing, it's for the better. It's for better and not for worse. You get me? So there's 10 things for me that my partner should not change in a negative way unless it's something that is positive. That's me. That's my view.
Yes. Also, a lot of times we're in a relationship and you want the person to be 100%. Now, do not get mixed up with the 100% from when I say that I want a man to be whole. That is totally different. When I say 100%, I'm here referring to personality traits, characteristics, etc. So, you're never going to get a person that is 100% who you want unless that person was built by you. That person is a robot. You have to learn to compromise. I put it at 70-30. If you're 70% of the 100 and we have 30 left, there's no problem. I won't go below that. Because at the end of the day, nobody's perfect. I am miserable. I am moody. I am far from perfect. But when I'm in a relationship, I am a little less miserable. I am a little less moody. And I'm a little less impatient. And this is not me trying to change to please somebody. This is me changing so that my relationship will be long lasting, because every relationship that I've been in, I try to make it be a relationship of substance. Yes, I was in that relationship and it was a bad relationship, but I'm not gonna say it was a bad relationship for the entire 3 years or however long we were talking to, because if it was that bad, I wouldn't, you know, be with the person for so long. But like I said, over time people do change, because the person that I knew at that time, within a year, 2 years, almost 3 years, it was a completely different person, and it wasn't changing for the better, it was changing for the worse. So I think people will change. As long as you're changing for the better, it should be no problem. I don't know. I'm going to get hosts for the next podcast. Actually, I'm going to see, guys, if I can actually edit. I'm not going to say pay, because I can't run out of time. I'm not there if you spend extra money on this and that. I'm going to see if I can sit down one day and edit the rest of the podcast then. I'm going to have and try upload them, because I really want to start season 2. In January, and at the rate that all may go, season 2 probably gonna come when Corona itself gone. Yeah, I have a episode that should be recorded. This isn't a record as yet, because I haven't decided on a topic with someone that you guys will enjoy hearing. He's a very funny person with a very nice accent. I'm not gonna say no name. I have a podcast episode that has been pre-recorded where I'm talking about mental health. I have a podcast that has been pre-recorded where I am talking about, you know, the struggles of being an entrepreneur, which I am, and how at one point with being an entrepreneur during this pandemic, I literally was considering to get a 9-to-5, but things aren't, you know, 100 as it used to be, because we're all adapting to this change. But, you know, it is what it is. Anyways, this is it for my podcast. I hope that you guys actually enjoy this episode. It's unfiltered, unedited. I hope you guys don't mind. Boy, I'm just there. I start talking. Me some water. I need some water, because I've been here talking, you know, not really taking any breaks or anything like that. And let me summarize real quick. Men, stop making females feel bad for what they want in a man. If a girl wants a money man and you're not that money man, let it go. Let that hurt go. Okay, you might want her, but she's not the one for you. Because as a man, man, I say, oh, as a man, you can't wonder without money, you can't contribute to nothing. The only thing when you have to gear are just mediocre sex or whatever the case may be. Like, you can't pay bills, nothing at all. Man, I like that. And females, do not. You want a rich man, you have to be a rich woman. quote unquote. You want somebody that has substance. You have to be a lady of substance yourself. You know, that's just how life go. You can date someone to rich man and you broke. Right? You can date someone and the man care every day and driving care every day and you do not, you can't even fill up a tank. You know, you can't spend $6,000-$7,000 and put gas in him car, you can't buy a tire, but yet still you want him for do your hair, pay for your nails, do this, do that. Mm-mm. If you want something from someone, make sure that, you know, like I said before, anything that I want for myself, I can afford. Because no man not take no advantage of me. You mad? So, if I require something from a man, we can do it myself. And females, men, they're emotional beings too. They are human beings. Treat them with respect. Treat them with love. Treat them with comfort. Men are big babies, if you haven't noticed. Like, if you've been in a relationship, if you've been in a relationship, not just a one-on-go thing, you will know that men are the biggest babies ever. Like, they like to be pampered and loved and, like, they're so extra. But, you know, treat man with care. And man, go and continue taking care. To the man them. To the man them, we take care of the woman them. Go and do the thing. Marry at that. And people have it to say. Some men have it to say. Any woman who wants a man to take care of her is a prostitute. You know, I don't know why these men that talk about their mother in such bad ways. Like, I know your mother wants someone to take care of her. I know your mom wanted a man to take care of her, to help her with stuff. Are you saying that your mom is a hoe too? That's not nice. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to a next episode of Katie Speaks. Stay safe during this pandemic. Do not leave your house if it's not necessary. I'm going to see if I can edit the episode on mental health next, because the pandemic, yeah, I fuck with everybody mental health. I'm not telling no lie. You know how much breakdowns this, you know. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Katie Speaks. I am your host, Katie Marie. Follow us on social media, which is Instagram and Twitter at Katie Speaks, and that's Katie with 2 I. And Speaks, you know, pure Mahav Liston. You get me? So, yeah. K-A-D-I-I-S-P-E-A-K-S. Thank you, guys.